Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Tom Leffler, Leffler Commodities, talking cattle on feed numbers after this.
We were number 8,007.
6,004, I believe.
But we were 109.
These families are among the thousands to benefit from having their land cleaned up free of charge, thanks to Oklahoma's oil and natural gas producers and royalty owners. Like the Hughes of Osage County, they called and registered the abandoned well site on their property, and now three generations are reaping the benefits of their beautiful, restored land. The Hughes family is number 7,926. What will your number be? The OERB is continuing their mission to restore every abandoned well site in Oklahoma. They're taking calls, and the cleanup won't cost you a dime. To register your abandoned well site, call 1-800-664-1301. That's 1-800-664-1301. Restoring the land for future generations. Just one more reason we can all be Oklahoma proud.
Latest cattle on feed set of numbers out from USDA this last Friday afternoon. Tom Leffler, Leffler Commodities, talked with our own Jim Apel about what the numbers were telling us regarding our current feedlot industry.
Well, it looks like it's going to be termed as a friendly report, mainly because of lower than expected placements coming into the report. We'll start with the April on feed number. It came in at 99%. The trade was looking for 100.4%. The placements came in at 95%. They was looking for 101.7%. And marketings came in at 96%. The trade was looking for 96.6%. Now, on the on-feed, at 99%, that is 10.8 6 million head of cattle that is on feed. That is 3.2% below the three-year average. We saw Texas down 3% versus a year ago. Kansas was unchanged, and Nebraska was up 3%. This is the second lowest April on feed of the past 10 years, and it is the largest on feed of the past consecutive 12 months. Now, there has been now 20 consecutive months of the on feed being lower than a year ago. The March placements coming in at 95% means that we placed 1.795 million head of cattle in our feed yards. This is 3.7% lower than the three-year average. Now, this is the fourth lowest March placement of the past 16 years. Texas was down 11%. Kansas was down 8%, and Nebraska was up 3% versus a year ago on their placements. Now, looking at the weight breakdown of the placements, under 600-pound category was 3.7% higher. The 600 to 699 pound category was down 7.9%, 700 to 799 pound category down 13.1%, and 800 plus was down 1.4%. The March marketing came in at 96%, which means that we marketed 1.66 million head of cattle. This is 11.6% below the three-year average. This is also the lowest March marketing we've seen since 1996. Texas was down 10% on their marketing. Kansas down 1%. Nebraska was up 1% compared to a year ago.
Tom Leffler says he wonders if the cattle trade really has got much upside, even with a positive report like we saw from this last Friday afternoon.
We have seen almost all of our feeder cattle contracts score new all-time record highs. We've also seen live cattle contracts work back within striking distance of their latest highs made back a month ago. Cash in the feed yards has been working lower since it looked like we topped out in the last week of March. And this week, boxed beef prices have made a very good recovery to the upside.
Tom Leffler with Leffler Commodities, who says even with a good news cattle on feed report, hard to say if cattle futures will go a lot higher first of the week or not. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's the Limousine Limflex production sale at Hall Coyote Hills Ranch in Chattanooga, Oklahoma. The sale gets underway Saturday, May 3rd at 1 p.m. and features 60 purebred and Limflex fall pairs, 20 purebred and Limflex spring pairs, 5 fallbred purebred and Limflex heifers, 10 registered Angus cows with Limflex calves, and 15 fancy fall heifers. For more information and a catalog, go to the website at www.hallchr.com or call 1-800-597-3006.
That's your Beef Buzz. Have a great day, everybody. I'm Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.